This week is Public Health Week, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of those issues involving that with Beth Olson, who is the Director of Public Health here in Cass County, and Linda Edelman with us this morning. She is the Cass County Public Health Nurse. Thanks to both of you for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. It's Public Health Week, so we're going to educate folks a little bit on public health issues. So, Beth, quickly, tell them everything they need to know.
Everything you need to know in just a few minutes. Oh, gosh, where would I start? You know, the theme this year for National Public Health Week is to create the healthiest nation in one generation. And when you think about it, that's a pretty big goal. The healthiest nation in one generation, that's not a lot of time, especially when you look at, you know, the United States ranks like 34th when you look at life expectancy. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty big goal to try and fix in just one generation. But I think that making healthier habits just one day at a time, focusing on just you and your own family and what you can do to make each and every day that you live a little healthier, I think we certainly could reach a goal like that if we all contributed.
I'm sure some folks are wondering, how in the world can we not rank number one? We've got great health care opportunities all over this country. Our medicine is wonderful. People come here from other countries to get their issues taken care of. But we're not really talking about it on that scope. We're talking more about the things that we can do every day to make sure we're as healthy as we can be.
Sure, absolutely. And there's a lot of things. One of the things we're doing to decrease some of the traffic around town this week is having the kids walk to school, which is actually really fun. It's a walking school bus, and we have volunteers all around town. We have five different locations that those kids can walk from, and they actually get a little prize every day for helping walk with us too. We left at 7:30 this morning, rain or shine, we were there, and the kids hop, skipped, and jumped through every mud puddle all the way to school. So I was at the Pellet Park location this morning with one of our other public health staff, but there's also people leaving from the community building, Sycamore Village, the Redwood Drive, Nishna Hills Golf Course area, then also the city park. So we have a nice scattering, I guess, around town that kids could join from wherever. And even if you live out in the country, mom or dad, drop your kids off at one of those locations. As long as they are there by 7:30, they can walk and hop on that walking school bus, and we'll get them to school safely. And like I said, we're doing that all week.
See, just one of those things that you can do to help make your life just a little bit better for you and everyone around you. And it's not just the kids. Maybe if the kids learn about, hey, look at the health benefits of doing something simple as getting out and walking a little bit. Maybe the adults, maybe the parents will start doing a little bit of that too, if we can find the time.
There you go. And it is hard. An option we have for parents, if you can take off over your lunch break, is we have a walk out at the Shelburg Quarry. And it's so beautiful out there. I love going out there and walking of an evening with my little family too. So that'll be Thursday, April 6th from 11 to 1:30 that we have a walk out there as well. So feel free to join us. You can join the whole time if you really want to walk a long ways, or if you just have, you know, 10, 15, 20 minute lunch break, we'd be happy to have you come walk a lap with us as well then too.
Yeah, these are simple things that folks can do just in their free time, whether it be over the lunch hour, after school, after work, what have you. But get a chance to get out and use some of the resources that we have. We put a lot of money and effort and volunteer hours into a lot of these things. A lot of folks are using them, but there's always room for more.
Absolutely.
Very good. What other issues are we dealing with regard? Let's talk children a little bit. What issues are we dealing with this week during Public Health Week regarding children?
Sure. Well, Cass County Public Health has a lot to offer for children, adults, and really everyone in the community. But specifically speaking for children, Linda, do you want to touch base a little bit on some of your programs?
I coordinate several programs, and some of them are for all ages, and others are for children. Programs would be our child health program, where the public health is able to give vouchers to children under the age of five who do not have any source of insurance for them to have one regular well child checkup. And we could, if they need help with that, they can just give our office a call. I also am coordinator for the lead program, which is just where any of the little kiddos in the county that have high lead levels, I have to follow up on those until they get them down low. And that just means educating the parents, talking with them. Maybe even if it's high enough, we go into the homes, investigate and look to see if we can find out where we might think that the lead's coming from so that they can get that level down because people don't know this, but high lead levels is a cause of developmental delays. And those developmental delays are permanent. They do not, it can be physical, it can be emotional. And it does not reverse. It's not non-reversible. So we need to keep the lead levels low in these kiddos. A couple of the other programs that are for the older people that I do is, like we were talking about, keeping healthy. It's so important for every person of all age to go in and see the doctor on an annual exam, a well-visit annual exam. You don't have to go just when you're sick. You need to go yearly for those exams. And we do have our program called the Family Planning Program, and that's for men and women that we see between the ages of 13 and 50. We do physical annual exams on them. We do lots of education for men and the women. We can also do birth control if they need that. We do STI testing and STI treatment. That's sexually transmitted infection, for those that don't know that. If you have insurance, that's great. We can use that. But if you don't have insurance, we do operate on a sliding fee scale and have some help for that. And then I also do help out with the maternal health program, where I do lots of education and getting resources, community resources, to pregnant women throughout their pregnancy. So I see them throughout their pregnancy and then do prenatal education and care, and then one visit after they have their child then.
Do they ever let you leave the building? You sound busy.
She didn't even name them all, actually. She plays a huge role in the fall when flu clinics come up as well. And she goes around to different area businesses and kind of takes the flu clinic to them, which is really nice, especially for some of our larger businesses in Cass County, because, you know, one sick employee can turn into, you know, 5-10, especially when you're in close quarters. So she goes out and helps make sure everybody has their flu immunizations, as well as just keeping kids up to date in the county. She's able to do that as well. If parents have questions and they call and say, hey, is my kid up to date? We can absolutely look at that for parents too. Something else for children that we didn't touch base on is the Parents as Teachers program, and that's led by Nancy Gibson and Victoria Means. They do a wonderful, wonderful job. It's a home visiting program for parents and children, for any kids that are not yet in kindergarten, so less than 5. And they do child development screenings, they do parent education, and they also do group connections for the parents to kind of bond and connect as well with other parents in the county. Those two also do a wonderful job at car seat installations. They are certified child passenger safety mm-hmm. technicians. And you would never think that getting a car seat into a car is so hard, but with a little one at home myself now, there are so many different tips and tricks and research-based guidance to keep your kids safe should you get in a car accident. And I thought I knew what I was doing, but they had a lot of suggestions for what I could be doing to make sure my child was buckled in a little safer. And that's really comforting to me as a parent and for grandparents too, that are hauling around kids as well.
Cost for a lot of these programs that you're talking about, are they free programs? Is there a cost to folks directly to take advantage of some of these?
Most of our programs really are free, and it's something I would tell you to call and ask, because everybody's insurances, they are a little different, especially looking at Carla Akers' program, the Care for Yourself program. Women with regular insurance can even qualify for that program and get some additional breast and cervical cancer screenings that maybe they have a really high deductible insurance plan and they otherwise wouldn't go back for some of those further diagnostic testing that they've been recommended to go back and get because the insurance won't cover it. Call us, because we have programs and services that are just there waiting for people to utilize, and not everybody does. So I would encourage people to call. Even if you think you make too much, just call and ask. It never hurts.
And I'm guessing there's a lot of that, too. You work with it every day. You know all the programs that are available. And I'm sure there are some days you sit in the office scratching your head thinking, why aren't more people taking advantage of this? But that's what we're trying to do now, is to help to solve some of that. Get the word out a little
sure.
bit.
Absolutely. Another great program that's I know Carol Schuler leads here at the hospital for us, is the volunteer program, and she has volunteers set up to help transport people around town. Maybe you don't like driving in Omaha or Des Moines, and you'd feel a lot more comfortable going to that doctor's appointment if you had somebody to take you there, and she has volunteers lined up to do that. So it never surprises me how far of a reach we can have, from everything from prenatal clear up to older adults. We can, and everything in between, we have something for everyone. We really do.
Well, public health covers a whole gamut of things, and
covers the lifespan.
You never know exactly how that's going to fit into your life, but there are a lot of good resources there, and that's why you guys are here, is to provide those resources to folks. So do take advantage of them.
Absolutely.
Right? Very good. And this is the time to do that. If they want to know more, find out more, where do they find you?
Sure. They can call our direct public health line, and that's 712-243-7546. And that'll walk them through a series of options where they can then dial, press 1 for the public health nurse, or 2 to speak to the Parents as Teachers program, that kind of thing. So if they just call that general public health number, 243-7546, that will get them where they need to be. And if they don't know who they need to talk to, they can just press any of the numbers, and we all work very closely together, so we're happy to help them get to where they need to be if they aren't sure.
Can folks walk in too?
They absolutely can. We are open 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday.
And located?
We are at 1408 East 10th Street, which is on the back side of the Unity Point at Home building. We have some nice brand new signage up there now that can direct people around to the back side of that building.
Very good. Well, that's why they're there, is to for you to take advantage of them. Use all of the knowledge that they have to see how it all fits into your life to make you and your family just that much healthier, and save you not just on worry and everything else, but money in the long run, too.
There you go.
Very good. See, there's always a way to save a couple of dollars. Beth, Linda, thanks so much for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having
us. You're welcome.